Now, as I was saying at the top of the show, when you hear the term cocooners, we think about people over 70. But there is a large number of people, a lot younger than 70, living with an underlying medical condition in Ireland, which means they've had to cocoon for several months as well. And with the number of COVID-19 cases, unfortunately, still reaching the hundreds every day, there doesn't seem to be an end in sight for them either. Amy Doyle is 32. She's on the line. How are you doing, Amy?
Hi, Ray. I'm good.
Thanks for taking our call. And Aoife P. Rafter is on the line as well. How are you doing, Aoife?
Hi, Ray. How are you?
I have to give you your age. You're 28.
Yes, that's me.
So neither of you are anywhere near 70, but both of you are cocooners. So let's find out about you. Amy, you've lupus.
I do, yes.
Tell us what lupus is.
So lupus is an autoimmune disease. It means that your immune system is overactive. So it doesn't know to defend against infections, and then it can attack healthy tissue, so your organs and that kind of thing. And it kind of, it affects your joints like arthritis as well.
Okay. And would you have been aware of how dangerous something like COVID-19 would be to somebody like you?
Obviously, when we kind of heard the first stories about it from China, I was kind of vaguely aware, but I think like a lot of Irish people, I didn't think it would get this far. But I was quite fortunate in a way in that a friend's father is actually a leading epidemiologist in Texas, which isn't, you know, a normal thing for friend's fathers to be doing. So I was actually given advice from him very early on. So it was before the government came up with the term cocooner or anything like that. So he kind of gave me the advice of to kind of very limit my interactions, wear a mask when I go outside, to kind of avoid public places, that kind of thing. So I think I was maybe more aware than most people of the danger of it early on.
Yes, yes. And yeah. What could happen to you if you got COVID-19?
It would probably be fatal.
Would it?
Yeah. I'd be very fortunate to survive it, from what I've been told. I've had kind of interactions with my lungs previously. Like I had a very severe bronchitis, almost pneumonia in January. So if I did contract COVID, it probably would end up being fatal.
Right.
Yeah.
That's difficult to deal with, isn't it?
It is. It is. Like, you don't really think you're going to face up to your mortality at age 32.
No.
It's not really something that you think you're going to have to do. So, yeah, it's taken some adjusting to
mentally,
I suppose.
Yeah, to get your head around
definitely.
It. Yeah. And Aoife, you poor thing, you've had a rough time of it over the last 18 months.
Yeah, hasn't been a walk in the park. Yeah, I have cystic fibrosis, which is a life-threatening lung disease.
Yeah.
There's about 1,500 people in Ireland with cystic fibrosis. Most of us, like you're saying, are young people. I know dozens of young people in this same boat. And then also last June 2019, I was diagnosed with quite a large cervical cancer tumour. So I've had a hysterectomy to remove that, and over Christmas I had 25 sessions of radiotherapy. So that's kind of knocked my immune system as well as everything else.
My word. Yeah. And then COVID happens.
I was just trying to get my life, I suppose, back to normal and start living again after it being on pause for so long for the oncology treatment. But obviously that was put to a halt when COVID came along. And like Amy, yeah, just cocooning now for months on end, going out of my mind of it.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a moment. But just on the cystic fibrosis, because we've spoken to a few people over the last 6 months or so who have cystic fibrosis, and they were saying that they're used to cocooning in a way.
Yeah, definitely used to taking so many precautions for our health. This is just such a crazy large direct scale for us, bigger than we've ever had to deal with before.
Yeah. And then you're dealing with cervical cancer as well on top of that.
Yeah, it's just been a very hard time. God. I really feel exhausted from it all.
Yeah, and then what you didn't mention there, which is like, to get your head around that, and then you're dealing with early onset menopause as well because of the cervical cancer.
Yeah, the radiotherapy caused the menopause. So I'm going through that now at the moment as well at age 28. So it's no walk in the park.
No. How are you?
I'm not great, to be honest. Like, Aoife Rafter is generally quite a positive person and a really upbeat person who likes to make the most of feeling well on the days that I do. And I hate to waste days where I feel well because I'm often so unwell. But I'm definitely starting to struggle lately. My mental health is spiralling lower every week. It's just getting too hard.
And are you getting out for walks, or is that prohibited?
I mean, I am. I just have to go at off-peak times, not really during the weekends. I can't really do a whole lot. Too busy.
Yes, too many people around, yeah.
Yeah, and sure, the weather's not ideal most days either, so.
And who have you got to support you?
I've my family. I'm back in my family home since I had cancer.
Right.
And my boyfriend is a great support too, but unfortunately he doesn't live in Kildare. I live in Kildare.
Oh, so you're in Kildare as well. My word. As if it couldn't get any worse.
Yeah, I know. I'm in Kildare, so I'm in a bit of a lockdown again.
Yes.
And he lives in Wexford, so that's not ideal.
And when was the last time you saw him?
Not that long ago. Oh, I've been able to kind of take more risks before the Midlands lockdown came along. But there was 17 weeks there where we didn't see each other, and that was hard.
Yeah, very difficult.
Yeah.
And Amy, can I ask you about your love life?
So I live with my partner, but it was a slightly unique situation in that they're from Liverpool. And they were over visiting just as lockdown began. And my housemate was moving out. So it all kind of
there's a lovely
culminated in them moving in very quickly. And so we're very fortunate. Unfortunately, not like Aoife, I think otherwise we would have been like you and not being able to see each other probably. Who knows when we would have seen each other, but it was all a bit of a rush and a bit of unexpected, but it's worked out very well.
That was my next question. Is it working out? Yes, and that's...
No, it's worked out very, very well. They're an excellent support.
Yeah. There's that lovely word, serendipity. That was serendipitous, wasn't it?
All it
of that
was
serendipitous. Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about the whole word, the cocooner, you know, and the implications and you know, the sort of, I know a lot of people over 70 hate the word. How do you feel about it, Amy?
Yeah, it's an interesting one. It's not one I would have chosen myself. I think it implies, I suppose, a bit a lack of autonomy.
Yeah.
And kind of over vulnerability, I suppose, that kind of... cocooners maybe wouldn't particularly live full lives to begin with, and you know, that you're kind of sheltering away from society. I think there maybe would have been a better way to phrase it, and one that maybe put the onus not just on the people cocooning but on society as a whole.
Uh-huh.
In terms of like protecting the vulnerable.
And of course that's come into sharp focus over the last couple of weeks, hasn't it? With various things that have happened, yeah.
Yes, exactly.
So like Golfgate has been talked about, you know, ad nauseum there, but what about something like, say, the you know, the anti-mask protest last weekend? How does that make you feel?
That was incredibly frustrating. Seeing people just completely dismiss myself and people like Aoife, and you know, there's almost, I think there's over a million people cocooning roughly. So seeing them just kind of having zero empathy, and thinking that, you know, a few minutes of discomfort for them wearing a mask or having to, you know, socially distance, that discomfort is worth more than our lives is very frustrating.
Yeah. And Aoife, like mentally, it's a big challenge for you. Do you see light at the end of the tunnel?
I mean, some days I do. Some days I maybe don't. It's hard to see a light at the end of the tunnel because, as Amy said, like, they're the the campaign for the anti-masks. I mean, there's so many people in the country that we're up against in that way who aren't really seeing the bigger picture, or the individual picture maybe for people like us. So I feel with that mentality against us, it's very hard to see that this is definitely going to be combated and we're going to get over this. I'm sure that we are. I need to hope that we will. But it just doesn't feel like it some days, to be quite honest. It does feel hopeless sometimes.
At 28, what do you miss most? What from your past life do you miss?
Yeah, I just miss, I suppose, the sense of adventure. And I really thrive off connecting with my friends and my boyfriend. I just really miss spending time with the people that I love, in a safe, carefree way.
Yes, yeah.
You know, everything is just a little bit amplified with anxieties at the moment. So I just kind of miss that freedom, I suppose.
What about you, Amy?
Similar. I miss connecting with my friends and just having the freedom and not having. I think right now I'm kind of dealing. There's always going to be an underlying kind of fear or anxiety, even just in terms of going out for a walk, because while I do think the majority of the population is trying their best, there are going to just be those people who aren't trying and don't care. So, you know, there is always that fear. When I go for a walk, is someone going to be too close to me? And so, yeah, just being able to go about and live my normal life and see my friends. And I miss just even doing a supermarket shop.
Well, there's something about shopping in a supermarket. Which particular one? Is there any particular one? Or
I miss Lidl. I miss the little middle mystery aisle.
Right,
going along and, you know, looking for a low price slow cooker or something. I do miss that.
I went in for some sliced ham and I came out with a slow cooker.
exactly.
And of course, both of you, I would imagine, you're young and you look healthy. As somebody said earlier on, I look healthy to everyone bar my doctor. And I suppose people out there are aware that if they encounter somebody who looks over 70, that they're going to be cognizant that, you know, they're cocooners. But they wouldn't have the same approach to somebody like E. And how do you communicate that to people? Or do you, Aoife?
I've kind of been up against that my whole life. I'm sure Amy has too. When you have an invisible illness or an invisible disability, you're just up against that the whole time. I'm often stuck in that scenario when I'm getting dizzy on a Lewis and, you know, there's spare seats, but elderly people are kind of more liable to be offered them than me.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of up against that stigma most of the time. But at the moment, I'm not afraid to probably give a few glares and have a crossword with someone.
Yes.
Which I hate doing.
I know.
I don't want to be advocating for myself all the time and giving out, but I have to stay safe.
It's energy sapping, isn't it?
Definitely.
Yeah,
needs must.
Lovely to hear Amy on your show. Good luck, girl, says Noel. And fair play to Aoife. She's some woman from her friends in Kildare. And lovely to hear your programme. My daughter, who's 28, is also cocooning. Is there a Facebook page or group which links all these people so they could chat together? There's an idea. There must be hundreds or thousands of them.
Yeah.
That's Mary. That's Mary's idea. So there you go. That's somebody's job for the weekend. Just so you can share stories and give yourselves support.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It may be something. It may be something. Listen, thanks for taking time out. Mind yourselves. And I mean that, with sincerity, because you need to mind yourselves. And hopefully we'll be at the other end of this sooner than we think. Thanks, Amy. Thanks, Aoife.
Thanks.
Have a good weekend.
Anyway.
Bye now. Bye.
Thanks, Aoife.
Bye.
Thanks, Amy.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.